This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. This being New Year's Eve, our tendency is to focus upon the festivities and to spend time reflecting upon the current year gone by. In this message, Pastor Scott reminds us that our focus should not be upon the past, but on the new chapter that we're about to enter. This message was delivered on December 31st, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Good morning, New Hope. Hey, did we have a great Christmas? Yes? Anybody got a new car? Anybody got a new car? Nobody got a new car. Anybody got a new house? Nobody got a new house. Anybody got a new baby? No new babies? Then what we got for Christmas? How many of you got clothes? Oh, one clothes. How many got a new handbag? No. Okay, so how many of you got power tools? Anybody got power tools? No power tools. Anybody got fishing stuff? Oh, look, a nice bag back there. You got power tools? You got fishing stuff? All right, let's go catch some fish then. Oh, wow. Man, it's so exciting. It's so exciting because we're ending a chapter and we're beginning a new one. And you know, in 2018, you know what's gonna happen? We are gonna celebrate 10 years here. 10 years. Okay? And look what you guys did to my hair. When I came here 10 years ago, it was black. No, I think it wasn't you. I think it was my children or my wife. But James has some announcements, so would you welcome James?
Thank you.
Our coffee man. Our coffee, and you know what he's gonna do next year? He's gonna get together an ingredient list for his patele stew, and he's gonna tell you to bring your ingredients. And one Sunday after church, he is going to teach us how to make patele stew. Yeah! So we're waiting.
Good morning, New Hope. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Okay. On the back of your bulletins, we have all the ways you guys can serve if you want to serve in our church. And if you haven't been baptized yet, January 28th, we'll be having a baptism at Coconut Island after service. And next week, we'll be starting our coffee hour again with John Cooey at 8 o'clock in the
what's building? The restroom, the room right next to the
women's. Yeah, where the restrooms are.
Yeah.
And last week, we had a Christmas present from the church. It was Right Now Media. It's kind of like Netflix, but it has Christian movies and teachings. And if you want to get stronger with the Lord, you can check that out. If you want, if you haven't received the email, you can sign up over there by the greeting table. And then this Sunday is the fifth Sunday, so at the end of service, we'll be taking a extra offering for our missions, and they go out and they try to reach others around the world. So if you guys donate, that's what you're doing. You're reaching people around the world. And now, ushers, if you prepare, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. Okay, I'm going to tell you a little story before we receive our tithes and offerings. Last year, around this time, like in October, I was diagnosed with cancer. And for me, it was a good experience. Some people think it's bad, but I learned a lot and I got stronger. And then for my job, I used all my sick leave and vacation. And I was a little worried, but I still put all my faith in God. And the company I work at is at BISAC. I work with people in drug recovery. And my boss, she put out an email. And She asked any of the workers if they wanted to donate their PTO hours, vacation hours, and they let them know what was going on with me. And she didn't tell me she was going to do this. She just, after it all came out, my workers ended up donating like 900 hours of vacation.
Wow.
And I was getting paid full paychecks till like this year of April. And I was just amazed. And at first I was looking at like, wow, I have enough money. I don't have to worry about the bills. But when I really thought about it, I was thinking about some of the people are from Kona and they didn't even know me. And they donated their hours. And I was looking at, wow, they have their heart. And they just gave it. And in my field, that's kind of precious, that vacation. Because the people we work with, we need our time off, but. And I was looking at their heart, and I was thinking, and God spoke to me, and that's what He looks for in us, like our heart when we give, and that's what I learned from that too, the most. So let's bow our heads, and we'll bless and receive our tithes and offerings. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you blessed us with in our lives. Thank you for a beautiful year, and bless this upcoming year. And I'd just like to thank you for everything as we receive our tithes and offerings. Let it further our church and your kingdom and multiply it as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Go ahead, ushers. And by the way, he forgot to mention that he is cancer-free. Yeah. What a powerful testimony when you put your faith in the Lord. And I mean, when you put your faith in the Lord, only good things can happen. You may not see it as good. You may see it as struggles. But the end result is like lifting weights. It's struggles. But in the end result, it's all good. You know, the last few months I've been feeling like, I feel like, you ever feel like you got tired blood? It's like, oh, I get off of work and I just feel tired. And it's like, I had enough sleep, I had stuff to eat, but I just feel tired and lazy. And every so often, I get like that. And that's my sign saying, you need to go and do that E thing, you know, exercise. And I'm not an exercise person, okay? Because it's no fun. Yeah, some people like exercise, but for me, so for Christmas, my daughter bought me one of these Fitbit things, and I was like, okay, I guess that's a sign, right, to exercise. So I took my wife to Oahu. And guess what? Following her around for one day, over 5 miles. My goodness. You want to stay in shape? Take my wife shopping. Oh. And that was on Wednesday. Wednesday was 13,000 steps. How's that? And then Thursday was 12,000 steps. It's like, shoot, I shouldn't have asked for exercise, man. But I think that's God's way of trying to get me in shape. Even though I tell you guys, round is a shape. Right? And in not so many words, my mother called me fat. I was like, but mom, I'm back down to a 28 waist from like 32. And she still called me fat. So I know that she is fine. When she can rag me and pick on me, my mom is perfectly fine. But man, it was a great year. We're about to march into 2018. And for the older people, you know this, time flies. For the younger people, it just drags on and on and on. And, you know, as we reflect on what we did and what we accomplished and what we want to do next year, man, there's so many things we want to do. In in 2017, for the first time, and this is weird now, this is only God, during the summer, when church attendance drops, we had our first service with over 200 people here. And that is only God, because summertime, everybody digs out. They go camping, they go Disneyland, they go other places. But we went up over 200, and I was like, wow. And yeah, and then we won another softball trophy. Woo! And we won a volleyball trophy. Woo! We had a great time in our sports ministry. Now the pressure is on our basketball team. So Dion, your basketball skills, and whoever else, got to start practicing. And finally, at the end of the year, November, we sent out Jaywin as a candidate for New Hope Pune's senior role. And I meet with him every week, and we talk story, and I can tell you what, he is already making a difference out there with him and his family. They're doing a wonderful job, and keep praying for him, because it is never easy to assume a role in a church. They say it's easier to just start your own. So continue to lift him up in prayer and his family. They're doing a wonderful job. And then we continue to train people, either to keep, hopefully to keep them here. But some reason, when we train people and we license them, God likes to take them. He already took 4 pastors from us already in 10 years. And I was thinking like, what, God? I'm trying to train somebody so I can retire. But maybe God is saying you cannot retire, so whatever he wants. And we will keep doing that as long as we can and train up. And if God chooses to take them for other places, then I gotta be fine with them. And then this year, we brought on staff Tiffany Kael, who is taking care of our life stage ministry, from our babies to our young adults. And when you see her, encourage her. And she does need volunteers, so go check her out and ask her, how can I help? We here at New Hope East Hawaii, we really, really want to invest more in our younger ones. Because if we don't, then we will die as a fellowship. It's like they say, Christianity is one generation away from becoming extinct. And we do not want to become extinct. Amen? We want to keep going. And so in your bulletins this morning, how many of you got the Bible reading plan? Yeah, if you didn't get one, then you please go get one. And we want to encourage you to read together along with us. We're going to start in Genesis 1, come tomorrow morning. And man, when you read Genesis and Exodus, it's just the stories of the Bible that you heard as a little kid or that we talk, it just comes alive. And then when you hit Numbers, Leviticus, then contact me, and I'll make sure I give you a wake-up call, because it's not the easiest thing to do, read those books, but it's very important. You know, I would read through all these Numbers, and I was thinking, like, God, come on. Why do I have to read all these, you know, you read these names and it gets exhausting. Like, so I was reading through the names, and this came from this, and this son and that son, and, you know, from this wife had this kids, and from this wife had that kids, and all these names that you cannot pronounce. And so I started to question God, why do I need to understand these names and these people? And then you know what he told me? He said, see these names. These names, these are people in your church. You better get to know them. Like, whoa! You know, a test that I would give you, maybe in your spare time, on a piece of paper, write everybody's name that you know who is in this fellowship. Think about it. Write down everybody's name in this church who you know, who you have a relationship with, and see how much you get. And I'm not going to ask to collect them, because I'm going to see some list with only like 2 names, my husband and my children. But try write that down. Write down the names of everybody you know in this fellowship. Keep that with you. And make it a goal to try and increase that. To try and get to know more people in here. Because the more people you know, the greater it is going to be. Because I got to tell you this. We have some fantastic people here. So turn to your neighbor, tell him you're fantastic. Yeah. Because you guys are the best church ever. So I want you to follow along with us this year and read the Bible. And we'll get to the Bible in a whole year. Isaiah 55:11. So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. You know the Bible is God's word, right? It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which it was sent out. God's word will go out and it will produce what it was meant to produce. Just like rain. Rain comes down to water and make things green. I mean, if you've been to places where it doesn't rain, you see the brown and everything dead. And just as the rain comes down, and the purpose is to water, give us water, because we know we can't live without water, so is God's word. It'll go out and produce. You know, at New Hope East Hawaii, we need help. We need a lot of help. And I want us to understand that as a fellowship, we need help. We need help organizing special events. We need help with baptisms, planning fun days, anniversaries, Easter, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, and Halloween. I'd want us to develop more small groups. That's why if you did not receive an email invitation to Right Now Media, which is like the Netflix of Christian teachings and videos, that means I don't have your email. So that means you need to go to the greeting table, write down your email, so then I can log it in. It'll send you a personal invitation to Right Now Media, where you have access to over 2,000 teachings. And from there, you can invite people to your house and watch it together, because if you ever watch stuff by yourselves, you probably end up looking at the inside of your eyelids. You know what I mean? Yeah, then you wake up when they say amen at the end. Oh, that was good. Subliminal teaching with my eyes closed. But yeah, invite people over to your house. Tell, hey, let's watch this video together. And I want to even tie in some sermons where we can do the sermon and you could even go deeper by watching the video. We cannot do things without your support, without your prayers, without you stepping up in faith. And I want to encourage you, if you have that tear-off tab, write something down where you want to serve, because we need teams to plan our special events. Man, if we had a team to plan our water baptisms, we would have a water baptism, picnic, fishing tournament, football game, volleyball game, everything you can think. We would even probably have a canoe race, right? And we would leave tired and beat up, but we would have fun. We need people to pray. I want people to pray during our service. Pray for the message to reach fertile hearts. Pray for our children's ministry while they go on. We need people to lead and host and facilitate small groups. We need people to teach our children, because they are the future. We need people to teach our youth. We need somebody to manage our website. We need somebody in a parking lot so that we park in the right way, that we can fit enough cars in this place. In Romans 12:5-8, so we, who is we? We is not just me now. Okay? We is not me. We is us. You got that? We is us. the person on your left, the person on the right, the person in the front, and the person in the back of you. We, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to, oh, that word, exercise. What are you saying, Lord? Why couldn't it be eat? No. Each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives with liberality, and he who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. There are many people here with many different gifts. This morning, I picked up a young man from one street down from me because he loves to cook. And he came here with me at 10 after 5, and he cooked breakfast for us guys. And he made fried rice for the youth. And this guy is in high school, and that was his gift, is cooking. And he exercised his gift. And boy, we love those with the gift of cooking, don't we? James has the gift of patel stew. And don't we love James? Yeah, I mean, I think he is the favorite person in this whole church. He's my favorite. So, what is your gift? Don't worry if you're not sure what to do. We will not throw you in the children's ministry, lock the door, and run away. Right? We will not do that to you. We will be with you every step of the way. We will equip you. We will guide you so that you can be successful. Amen? And we need to get people out of their comfort zone. How many of you are comfortable? Yeah, nice, comfortable chairs. Nice, comfortable. You get to stay out there. Up here, it's all hot and sweaty with like 200 eyes looking at you. He's like, yeah, fearful. I'm shaking. We want to get you out of your comfort zone. Comfort can be a very dangerous thing. Well, comfortable when you're sleeping, that's good. But comfortable, I don't think, every time I kind of feel comfortable, oh, God just likes to get me out of that zone, and he provides me with different things which sometimes I fight because, man, comfortable feels good, but comfortable is not good for spiritual growth. So number one here, let's set some goals. You know, we need people. So all the things that I mentioned, because God told me what I need is right here in this church. So you guys looking around, don't look at me, because I'm just one person. But what we need to make this place rock, I mean, to make this place grow, is right here in this church. It's to the left of you, to the right of you, front of you, in the back of you. So no, look at me, turn around and look at everybody else. We want to get you off the sidelines and into the game, because it's no fun sitting on the bench. Although sometimes when we play softball, I love to sit on the bench. I only like to sit on the bench because I like to see other people have fun, and I'm okay. So let's set some goals. What do we want to do? We want a parking lot ministry. We want a small group ministry. We want people praying during service. We want a team to plan the baptism coming up on the 28th. And let's do something. We want people to plan our food on Sundays, yeah? You bring the meat. They bring the rice. Leave the salad at home. Yeah. All the women going to stone me after church. But, you know, let's make a plan. Let's make some goal. Number two, let's make a plan. How are we going to get these things to happen? The only way we're going to get things to happen is people saying yes. You know, when God was looking for people to send out, remember what Isaiah said? Lord, here I am, send me. How many of you be willing to say that? Lord, here I am, send me. Oh, nobody. One. Come on, guys. Yo, two. Lord, here I am, send me. Do I got three? Three, four, five, six. Man, right there. Lord, here I am, send me. Proverbs 21:5, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. But hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. As soon as we find the right people for the right assignment, let's roll, let's plan, let's equip. Equip them for service. Let's help them be accountable. Let's set them up for success. Hey, I got this really, really great leadership teaching. And I ran Grant through it already, and he wants to take this teaching and do it on Sunday mornings and help other people be equipped. And if you are willing, and if you want to get up a little early to go through this teaching, and this teaching is not by me, it is by our great friend and leader, Pastor Wayne Cordero. And I went through this class like four or five times. I know Al went through this class. A bunch of us went, but it is, and a lot of the DVDs were scratched, but I got a brand new set in, and it's ready for you. And if you are willing, and if you want to learn, if you want to grow into a great leadership role, this is the thing for you. And we're going to start it soon. We're going to make an announcement soon, and we're going to get you equipped to do stuff. Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. You know that. When you commit to the Lord, whatever you do. You know, we go fishing. First thing we do when we meet is we pray. We pray for safety. We pray for good weather. And most of all, we pray for hungry fish. And the Lord never fails us. When we forget to pray, oh, we come home with nothing. But when we submit our plans to the Lord, success. So the plans that we have for 2018 is not to grow this place where we got to do two or three services, but to grow big people, to grow people that when the enemy comes, bang, we just flick them away. That we, as a fellowship, we would develop a reputation in hell. That when we come walking down the road, the enemy like, oh, shoot, they belong to New Hope East Hawaii. I better back off. Because if I try, I'm going to get lickings. And we want to develop a relationship of we want to develop that reputation of having strong, big people. Not like big, you know, but spiritually. Amen? And Proverbs 37:5, the same thing. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will do this. That's what we want to do. We want to equip you to make this the greatest place around for people, new people, to come, to get saved, to enjoy relationships, to grow, to be strengthened. Number three, let our number one goal be reaching the lost and equipping the saved. We, and I think that should be part of every church's mission statement. Because we are here not to be a social club on Sundays of a nice, comfortable gathering. We are here to get equipped. We bring you in here on Sundays. We get you all patched up from the week. We get you all equipped. And then we send you out. It's like a net. You pull in the net. You patch all the holes. Not to just hang it on the wall and make it look pretty. How many of you got a net hanging on your wall just to make it look pretty for decoration? Yeah, we got some of those, yeah? But you're the net. We come in here on Sundays, we patch you up, we mend all your holes, and then we throw you back out into the world. Why? So you can go catch somebody else and bring them here. We mend you up, we equip you, put all the lids back on, give you some scriptures, and throw you back out there so you can come back with something, with someone, and another soul. So we need to be reaching the lost. And as you come here, we get to equip you. Matthew 28:19, therefore go. I like that. Would you maybe underline, circle the word go? Because before, when I was a young Christian, I just used to just wait around and say, Lord, bring them to me. Bring them to me. I mean, how many guys come up to your house? Can you save me? Zero. Right? It says go. Go. Not now, but when we follow service. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are sent people, sent out into this world that is dying, that is in desperate need of hope. We need to go. Ephesians 4. For the equipping of the saints for the work of service. That's what we got to do. Equip. For the building up of the body of Christ. Not for the building up of ourselves so we can look good and sound good. But we are equipped so we can build up the body. Until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. To a mature man. To the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Men's ministry, women's ministry, coffee hour. We do these things to equip you so that you can be mature. You can grow up and be strengthened. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. When we are in the Lord, the things that we do is not in vain. It has results, or we like to say it has fruit. Amen? Let's take this fellowship to the next level of excellence. And it can only be done when each of us does our part. You ever had a car with one part not working? Maybe one of your spark plugs are not working. It doesn't run the way it should run. Or maybe one of your tires are flat. Try drive it like that. It's not very good. Or maybe your alignment is off. You ever had a car with an off alignment? And you... Or you know, your shocks. You ever seen those cars with the bad shocks? They hit a bump and they go, ooh, 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 ooh. And you're behind them and you're like laughing. You're like, oh man, this car, or the brakes squeak, you know. Something more serious if your belt comes off. Then you can't even go at all. See, each part has a purpose, as each of you. You have a purpose. And if everybody fulfills their purpose, man, we would be flying. Amen? 1 Corinthians 12:14. Yeah, now the body is not made of one part. You know, it's not just me, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body, right? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. Still part of the body, right? You mean, if you were to try and drive a car without your eyes or without your feet, which I think some people do. Yeah, right, you're behind them all the time. You know what it's like. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. The head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, these parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unrepresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body, that's all of us, and has given greater honor to the parts that lack, so that there should be no division in the body. We cannot divide the body up. We cannot say, oh, these guys are like special. They're worship team people. The PowerPoint is special. The food people, they're really special. They are. But we cannot do that. But that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Being a part of the body of Christ and being in unity doesn't mean we all do the same thing. If my right foot and my left foot did the same thing, I think I'd be hopping. Because if my right foot and my left foot walked as a right foot, where would that leave me? But everything is different, right? My right foot has an assignment to step, and my left foot has an assignment to step opposite of my right. But if they try to do the same thing, then, and if my eye, so everybody needs to do things in unison, whatever you decide to do. So, let's make this year a year of growth, not in weight, all right? I know we got good food, but let's make, and not necessarily in numbers, but spiritually, let's make 2018 a year that we're going to say, yes, Lord, send me. Yes, Lord, I want to grow. Lord, I want that abundant life. Because we can. And we want to. And we're here to help you. Matthew 6:33. Let's read this together. Ready? Go. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Where do you want to serve in 2018? See the body of Christ working together. One guy suffering and one guy bringing him a cup of water. Thank you, John. Oh, let's do this. Let's make this thing flourish. Where do you want to serve? How do you want to grow? Because the growth, the spiritual growth is up to you and how much you want to discipline yourselves to get into the Word, to read books. On your bulletin, you have that tear-off tab. If you have an interest in serving anywhere, write it down there, drop it in the acrylic box. And because you fill out that and say you want to serve, it's not like you're locked in for life and we got you. Okay, it's not like that. You go and serve. If a week, 2 weeks go by and you realize, oh, the children's ministry is intense, it's not for me, Or if you come up and you sing and it's like, oh, singing is not for me because I don't sing in the right key, then we will find the right place for you. But you will never know where your place is until you try. I never thought I would be up here, and I never wanted to try, but somebody made me. Really, I went to church one Sunday morning, and they said, the programming director said, we need somebody to read a scripture. The pastor said that. And then the programming director said, oh, Scott can do it. Kidding me. I had no warning, but that moment, I was terrified. I went backstage and I tried to read that scripture, and my tongue got tied up in knots. I guess God wanted it that way, because if they gave me warning, it's like in speech class in high school. When you know it's your time coming up, I just didn't show up for class. And if I knew that ahead of time, I probably would have gone to another church. But that's what happened. So on that tab, write down, you know, I want to serve in the children's ministry. I want to cook food on a certain week, because we have different teams do different weeks. And Pastor Dennis's wife, she does two Sundays now. She does the fifth Sunday and another Sunday, because we just don't have enough people who want to cook. And I know we got some great cooks in here. Cooks now, not cooks, cooks. We got some great cooks in here. And I know you want to serve somewhere. You're just not sure where it is. But let's talk story, and let's find that. Let's figure it out. Amen? Hey, I want to ask the men come up as we prepare. You may put your notes away. We're going to take our missions offering. So the men. And if you didn't join us at the beginning, you can join us at the end. Right? And I don't care if you're wearing blue or not. You know, if you're wearing green, orange, purple, whatever, you can come up here and sing with us, because that's part of growth, you know, standing up in front of people and singing. But, you know, every fifth Sunday, we do take a missions offering. And every time we send money for our missionaries, that one more person somewhere in some far corner of the world receives hope because of you. And if you can't give, then I ask you, I beg you, pray for them. Pray that as they speak, the word of God goes forth, and that people will be saved because of what this fellowship does, the faithfulness of each and every one of you. I mean, even a dollar makes a difference. A dollar can buy a little tract that can be given to somebody in Africa, Asia. I mean, we have training facilities we put up a few years ago in Kazakhstan, wherever that is. I don't know where it is, but we help put that up. Our church. We help send missionaries to the Middle East, where we cannot even say their names because of the security. But that's what we do. So before we take the missions offering, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that not only do we get to pray for our missionaries, but we get to just give a little bit so that we can support them. We can print materials for them that they can pass out to reach the lost, to equip the saved, so that everyone on every corner of this earth will be able to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our purpose, to take the gospel, the whole gospel, to the whole world. So thank you, Lord, that we here in Ke'au, Hawaii, gets to give so that the world can hear about you and what you have done for them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, ushers, and after they passed out the buckets, what happened to the men? Oh, they're ushering, that's why. Those of you who are ushering, supposedly I found a replacement. But go ahead and stand as we're going to sing.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Ke'au, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.